Welcome to 2-Minute Talks with Pearson Authors. Our featured author for this podcast is Dr. Kathleen Williams, author of the Expressive Vocabulary Test, Second Edition, or EVT2. Dr. Williams, how can a child score higher on the EVT? Speaking is harder than listening.
That's the most frequent question that I get as the EVT author. The answer is very simple. We assume simply because PPVT is a listening activity and EVT is a speaking activity, that speaking is harder for all children than it is listening. And that's not true. In fact, in the general population, half of us have speaking and writing or expressive language abilities greater than our receptive language abilities, our receptive language abilities being listening and reading. Now, why would a child or any individual have greater expressive abilities? In other words, score higher on EVT. You've got to remember what is happening when you are giving the test. When you give the PPVT, you say a word, and the child points to the picture that represents that word. Now, if the child knows that word from their culture, their background, their world knowledge, that's no problem. But what if it's a word that they've never heard? Does that mean they don't know the concept that's being pictured? On the EVT, we allow the child to speak. We tell the child, how would you label this picture? And therefore, the child can say a word that fits his culture, his background, his or her world knowledge. Let's take something as easy as a picture of a couch. Now, I might say point to the couch, but maybe in that child's home, it's not called a couch. It's called a sofa. So the child wouldn't know what I'm asking them to point to if I said point to the couch. But if I instead have a picture of it and I say, what is this? The child is free to say couch, sofa, davino, daybed, whatever fits his culture and his background. If a child has a word for a picture and has a word for the concept of that picture, then that tells us something. If we want to introduce other words for that pictured concept, that's easier for that child than the child who has no idea, no word for that concept. So it's quite likely when we see a child who scores higher on the EVT than the PPVT that maybe their background, their world knowledge is a little different than mainstream. It also might be because the child enjoys an expressive task more than a receptive task. You know, a lot of children do a lot better on tasks when we let them speak, when we let them engage.
Interesting. Thanks so much, Dr. Williams. This has been another installment of 2-Minute Talks with Pearson Authors. Find out more at www.pearsonclinical.com. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.